I was struggling for the whole match. I wanted to come out there all guns blazing. I must admit, I have been for most of the tournament. First set, anyway, I've been playing pretty well, and I just didn't turn up for the whole match. I was there in patches, and I was just chasing him all the time. It's no good chasing anybody. You want them chasing you. And I just couldn't put three decent scores together in a leg. That's annoying, thing, you know, 3 140s on a trot, or a couple 140s and a 180. It wasn't happening. So
Gary's gone and produced like he has done all the way through this William O World Championship, a very consistent level of darts, and that it's a much harder to play when you're put under that kind of pressure, isn't it?
Yes, I don't know. I was in for a hard game. Gary's the top player this year, finished number one on tour, won so many tournaments, and obviously played fantastic in the Players' Championships, demolished everyone there. I know it was in tough game, but I still thought I'd play better than that and give him a better game. But it's 2 weeks practice with them darts, so as I say, 4 to 6 months, then I'll be beating these guys up.
That's the thing. I mean, by your own admission, coming into this William O World Championship, you weren't playing at the top of your form, but you believe that it's around the corner.
Oh, no, I think this year will be my year. I'll be finishing top of the Pro Tour, and I'll be winning. I'll be winning most of the tournaments this year. You watch.
Winning most of them? That's big talk, Peter.
Yeah, no, I will be. That's what I'm going to say. You hear me now? I'm going to stick with these darts, and I'm going to. You watch out. Stick with these and, a couple of months with them, and I'll be frightening everybody.